I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's broadcast features people groups without a voice, the unborn and the unreached. Each headline features a mission group saving lives. And God has a place for you in every story. So pull up a chair and listen closely. We'll start today in the United States, where ever since New York cheered abortion up to the moment of birth, people are aware of just how far abortion has been pushed. Now the release of the movie Unplanned is pulling back the curtain. Unplanned tells the true story of Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood director whose worldview was shattered after she assisted with an abortion. Life Matters Worldwide is hosting free Unplanned movie showings this Saturday in West Michigan, and they're sold out. Eric Verstray with Life Matters says if we want to see an end to abortion, we need to start with our churches. 43% of women who get an abortion also attend church.
If churched women stopped going to have abortions, the abortion industry would lose $250 million this next year. The reason that these churched women are going is because of the shame they felt from churches. So we're asking pastors, how are you and your congregation ready to handle the unplanned pregnancy that's coming to your church?
The answer? Compassion.
I've got a pastor friend who stands up in front of his congregation and says, abortions will not happen in our church. If you get pregnant, do not have an abortion. Come to the church. The church will help raise this baby. That type of an attitude needs to spread like a brush fire through the church community. The church community needs to rise up and say, how can we support that person?
You can be an extension of God's love to unplanned pregnancies. Read the full story at missionnews.org. Next, Love Muslims is a 4.5-year-long project that sprouted from the seed of a single idea.
If we could snap our fingers and ask God to do anything in the Muslim world, what would we ask for?
In seeking an answer, Chris Ruge, director of PrayerCast and overseer of the Love Muslims project, found that people didn't know how to pray for Muslims.
So what we've created is these videos that will stir our hearts at what God's doing around the world and help us to pray not only knowledgeably, but passionately.
Enter Love Muslims, a series of 130 PrayerCast videos launching on May 5th, the start of Ramadan.
Every one of those videos is going to be led in prayer by a former Muslim from somewhere in the world who now follows Jesus Christ. And they're going to invite us to pray along with them, that millions and millions more would, like them, turn and receive the freedom of following Jesus.
It's an invitation to join a 30-day prayer journey, and we'll link you at our website.
When people sign up, we'll send an email each day as a reminder, and we'll be releasing a brand new video every day during the month of Ramadan.
And the day when the Bible is in every tongue and the Great Commission is fulfilled is drawing near. Larry Andrews, president and CEO of Partners International, is excited. Through finishing the task, all unreached, unengaged people groups, known as UUPGs, were adopted last December. However, Andrews also serves with the Alliance for the Unreached, and the Alliance's vision is for every church in the United States to have a Great Commission expression.
Every Christ follower is required to fulfill Christ's mission. And so this passionate call to have every church engaged, every Christ follower engaged, is one that the Alliance for the Unreached is all about.
The Alliance for the Unreached has raised awareness through its International Day for the Unreached, which takes place on Pentecost Sunday. Right now, it's time for action and a revival.
The church in America just essentially needs to be woken up. We're asleep at the wheel. And how do we prayerfully move the 51% of churches out there to engage, to be part of the work that Christ is doing across the world?
Start by asking God to reveal how each one of us can fulfill the Great Commission. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.